latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. So Pep Guardiola waiting to see if the FA will take retrospective action against Sergio Aguero after he appeared to elbow Winston Reid. City boss watches Raheem Sterling had an outstanding game, opening the scoring and adding another late on as City beat the Hammers 3-1 at the Etihad for a third successive Premier League win on Sunday afternoon. Aguero, though, made the headlines for less savoury reasons, appearing to elbow Reid in the second half. The incident went unpunished by referee Andre Mariner, and any retrospective disciplinary action could see him banned for 3 games, including the derby against Manchester United on September 10th. Guardiola said, I didn't see it, I can't comment, hopefully nothing happens. If it happens, we accept and adapt, we'll try our best. Well, Guardiola was more forthcoming discussing Sterling's performance. He's had an outstanding start to the season after a disappointing summer with England. Fernandinho was always on the score, also on the score sheet, but as for Sterling, Guardiola said, with regards to what he'd done for him, he said, nothing, I've tried to do the best for all the players, not just Raz. He scored 2 goals, that was good, but the games before they were more brilliant than today. In the first half he scored, but didn't win too many defensive duels. The second half was better, but of course we're pleased about his spirit. He can play right, left, dynamic, aggressive with the ball and without it. I'm happy he's playing good. Well, Manuel Pellegrini could come knocking on Manchester City's door in January with a £100 million war chest as he looks to snap up to come at some of City's fringe players. Well, Pellegrini's been appointed coach of Hebei China Fortuna this past week, and although the deadline's passed for him to bring in players before this summer deadline, it's thought he will look to try and snap up the likes of Wilfred Bonny, Yaya Toure and possibly Sami Anasri when that window opens in January. Pablo Zabaleta, meanwhile, says he's now pain-free again after deciding to miss the summer's Copa America with Argentina to undergo ankle surgery. He said, I spent the summer on getting my ankle sorted, getting back to full fitness. I had to turn down the chance to play for my country, the Copa America. One of the hardest decisions, as it will be another 4 years before it comes along. You never know, I could play, but that might have been my last chance. But he said, I needed to address the issue and I've had surgery to remove calcification that built up and was restricting my movement. I had to rest after the op for 3 months, but I'm feeling much better now, not feeling any pain.